are in Shaar Gimel, Perek Yud Dalet. And I really want to do two things in the next few minutes. But first, the Nefesh HaChaim itself. No book today. Perek Yud Dalet, let's just go quickly. V'lazois haya Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom muchan kol rega l'nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was always ready. K'moshe amar imdu ve'eshma ma'yitzav Hashem lochem. You need to know what Hashem says. I'll get that information for you. So had direct and immediate access to Hashem. It's not so with any other Navi. Not just at any time, but also in any place. Any place he wanted to have a nevuah, he could do so. So like he had the inside, he was always able to talk to, well, we're also always able to talk to Hashem, but he was always able to have Hashem talk to him. That was the Kiddush. Didn't make a difference where he was. He didn't have to be in the Ol Moed. He didn't have to be on Har Sinai. In my marim zechernim levracha b'shmais rabba, you find in the medrash b'midbar rabba u'b'chazisa. That's a chazal amudav asa kesev zelashernim lama diber hakadosh baruch hu imoshe mitoch hasne. By the way, it's a good question. Like, why did Moshe need the sne? Why was it necessary to have a burning bush? Hashem wants to talk to Moshe. Talks to Moshe. It's not like anybody else saw it. Just he saw it. What was the purpose of having a bush burning?
It was the first time that Moshe Rabbeinu heard Hashem speak to him. And he possibly needed the context.
Oh, so he needed to
supernatural.
So it to get his attention. But then, to get his attention, Lama lo yivhar asneh. But that's the pasuk says, I would agree with you, but that Hashem... Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe mitoch hasne. Like somehow the voice came out of the sne, like a speaker. That's like, it was something that was almost outside of him, I think. A nevuah is usually inside of you. You're a nevuah. One wonders if somebody else would have been there, would they have heard it? I think it's interesting, yeah.
Maybe your Kli has to be ready in the cover. Maybe he didn't make it.
So he wasn't. Maybe he wasn't holding yet. Maybe he wasn't yet holding at the place of Pe'el Pe'a Daber. Punim upunim. You don't. Yeah, that's a madriga of Pe'el Pe'. So if you don't have Pe'el Pe', so you need a snap. But Pe'el Pe', different madriga. But why? So here the Medrash says, "Lama dibra kodesh baruch hu imoshe mitoy chasne." There the Chazal mean, not why did he need a sne, but why did he speak to him dafka through a sne, not through a palm tree or a building or something like that. L'lamdecha she'ein makim panoi baritz panoi me'ashchina. So it's an interesting answer. We need to get back to that. Shafilu b'toy chasne ayim adabarim. A sne is lowly. It's a small thing. It's not a big, gigantic oak tree or something. It wasn't something majestic. It was just a bush. You know, a bush. We pass by 100 bushes a day. So the question remains, why do we need a snail altogether? But what he's bringing out here is that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, Rakasher biksha nafshe, hareini na es kvoidecha, was only when he said, hareini na es kvoidecha, which he explains, right? That's already on Har Sinai. So when he got to Har Sinai, he said, "Hareini no es kvoidecha." Translation?
Let me see you directly.
Translation?
Show me your glory.
Your glory. He didn't say to show. And what did Hashem answer? Like tuchalirai says panai. Ani adam v'chai. So I didn't say anything about your face. I said, "Hareini no es kvoidecha." I mean, if I was saying that, I would mean, you know, when I say something, "Hareini no es kvoidecha," I'd want to hear thunder, or see lightning, or the room shake, something cool. doesn't seem like he was necessarily asking to see Hashem's face, but Hashem answered him. So I guess from the answer you see a little bit of the question, maybe that lo yirani adam chai lo sucha lirais es panai. You can't see my face. Seder. It's the kavod. It's the kavod Hashem kinyaret. What was he asking for? Right. Now, right. So these are all very important questions, and that's what we have to answer. What the Nefesh HaChaim has been saying, and let's just review it for a moment, is that there's a very, very important distinction between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of anybody else, including the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We don't say Elokei Moshe. Interesting. But Moshe is Nevuah is great. To be mechadish here, that not so much that it was greater, but it was a different type of Nevuah. Greater, but it was a different type of Nevuah. I pointed this out a week or two ago. According to like what they knew Nevuah to be, what their Nevuah was. But Hashem said, Lo kenamdi Moshe, that's not what Moshe, b'chol beisi nemanhu, pel pa dabar bai. Not that he was a bigger Navi. This is a whole different type of a thing. What was the difference? The difference is, and let me explain it, that in the case of us, Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, Yecheskel HaNavi, the Nevuah was Mitzidenu. The Nevuah was a madrega that we reached, and as we worked and we battled through this this place, we came to a place of Nevuah. The Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was not Mitzidenu. It was strictly Mitzidai. It was strictly Mitzidai, meaning Hashem was one with Moshe. Moshe was one with Hashem. We don't find by any other Navi that it says, Sha'ashchina medaberes mitoich groinai. Look, Moshe Rabbeinu standing up in front of the people, and he's saying, "V'nasati matar artzach v'itoy." I will give you rain. I will give you rain. Hashem will give you rain. But there was no chilek. There was no distinction. There was nothing between Moshe and Hashem at this point when he was able to say "V'nasati." The Chazal comment on this: "V'nasati." That's a bit grandiose. "V'nasati matar." I will give you rain. Imagine somebody would stand up today and say, I will give you rain. Hashem will give you rain. But Moshe Rabbeinu was here. So if you understand what this means, it means that there's Lamala ad Lamata, and there's Lamata ad Lamala. I don't know which is greater, but I know it's different. It's different to be with Hashem. The Gemara makes a comment like that, but like this, that Anoka avdu kami mare. That's how Kesar Kami Mari. Mari makes a comment like that in Brachos. What does it mean? That sometimes, I'm not saying Moshe Rabbeinu was a guddle of all the Dairis, but I'm just saying sometimes there could even be a Metzias where the cleaning woman, Lahavdil, in the Oval Office has more conversation with the president than the vice president. I'm sure that's true. Doesn't make it bigger. It's a different type of chobesi nemonhu. I'm always there. I'm always cleaning your desk. Talk to me. Even in terms of accomplishment, it's not necessarily means you can accomplish more, but you have the ear, and even better, you're the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of a strong relationship. So where Moshe Rabbeinu was here, the Avos were here. So, yeah. That's your tight. That's not what the Gemara says. No, it's Mestaber. But all the Gemara there is talking about is Okay, that's a pshat. All the Gemara is talking about is that Rabbi Gamliel's wife said, what are you going to Rabbi Hanina ben Dov for a bracha? Why don't you just give a bracha yourself? You're bigger than him, hooray.
So,
what? Okay.
I'm
a Makabel Devart, but I'm just saying the pashat of shot in the Gemara is that, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Makabel Torah, so he's like who?
So he's like, I would think.
That's the paradoxical part if you say you're Vart, but you can just say a simpler Vart. That he's I can't give the same kind of bracha that he can give because he's the mamish talking to HaKadosh Baruch all the time. Tefillah kilu. Okay, let me show you something. First of all, let's learn this haga, and then try to understand. And then I'll do the haga, the gra, and the balatanya. That's what I'd like to accomplish here in the next 30 minutes. Make peace. So the haga says as follows. Hu gam kein echol me'atam, and this is one of the reasons, Mashi Yaakov Avinu Olav HaSholom Omar Baruch Shem Kavoid Malchusai Li'olam Va'ed U'Moshe Rabbein Olav HaSholom Loi Amarai. Now, we all know the Gemara, and we learned it in Perek Yud Aleph of Shar Gimel. But the Gemara, let me just say it out. The Gemara was that that Yaakov Avinu, in the end of his times, Vesof Yamav, so he gathered his sons, and the Gemara says in Sachem that he was about to be Megala the Kates, which is, why was he about to be Megala the Kates? I believe the make the Kates. In other words, we did the Tikkun, we did all the Hashlama. So be Megala the Kates now, not in the year 2024, no, now. And Nistalkum in Ruach HaKodesh, the Gemara says, he lost his Ruach HaKodesh, and he looked at his sons and he said, I'm there and you're not there. And I'm sure he reminisced of all the Sinas Chinam that went on with selling Yosef and all the stuff that went on with the sons of Yaakov, which was not a Pashut of life, Pashut of stories at all. I thought about them all, and he says, somebody is not with the program because you need complete Achdus and Klal Yisrael to be Megala the Kate. So they answered, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Before Moshe Rabbeinu said it, they said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So says the Gemara, Kishem, She'ein Belibcha Elo Echad, Kachein Belibbeinu Elo Echad. We're right there with you, Abba. You're saying Hashem Echad, we're saying Hashem Echad. We're the same Hashem Echad, we're on the Madrega, no. Still no case. So watch this. So Yaakov says, the mistake to say that, to understand that Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed in the middle of his Kriya Shema. This is Masha from the Gemara. He was saying it as a response to their Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that's what the Gemara says in the course. So the Gemara says, what? We're saying Kriya Shema. What should we do la'alacha? Gemara. Tanoim. Amoraim. What do we do la'alacha? That's a nice story. What do we do la'alacha? When we say Shema every day, like we have that's what our forefather did. So Lomri. Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Amar. How do we know he didn't say it? Because it doesn't say in the Chumash. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In fact, it doesn't say anywhere. Baruch Shem Kuvayin Malchus Eloi Lomba. It's in a Bechina, I believe, of Peh. Even though we say it in the middle of Kriya Shema, not in the middle one. In a prakim of Kriya Shema, we say Baruch Shem Kuvayin Malchus Eloi Lomba. State garnish. There's no pasuk like that. Teresh Shabbat Peh.
Right.
Teresh Shabbat Peh. So we stick like it's like putting a Mishnah in the middle of Shema. It's a Teresh pasuk. So Chazal wanted to know: do we say it? Or do we not say it? So the Gemara says they're a masakin la'amrei b'luchusha. They should say it quietly. In Yom Kippur, we say loudly. So says the Nefesh HaChayim, let's understand the whole story here. The story is, he started talking about this in the Haggah and Perek Yud Aleph at the end. But here he says something so... Ki inyan shevach, baruch shem kevod malchus le'olam voed. When you say baruch shem kevod malchus le'olam voed, quietly, loudly, when you the words mean, mashma sheyesh gam kein metzius koichos ve'olamos. Mashma is there that there's something more to it than Hashem Echad. Like, wow. Well, k'may shugasavti le'ol perek yud aleph ayin shem. That was his madrega. Amna madregas v'asogas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom. But when you get to the madrega, Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom k'moshe k'visha be'arnu, who gam kein etzem inyan ha'yichud tevas echad dekriya shma, he was just into the echad. K'visha nisbar sham l'chein hu loy amar baruch shem chus eliyolam v'ayad b'yichuda yisbaruch shmai. Bir hadvarim. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusai, think about it. Baruch Shem is a manifestation of Hashem. Kevod is a manifestation of Hashem. Things that Malachim are saying. Malchusai is here. Malchus Hashem, Le'olam V'ed, forever. So this is Mayrach, that Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusai, Le'olam V'ed, is Mayrach on the Dalet. You're going, like we say, Baruch. Baruch Ato Hashem Elikeinu Melech Olam. The same thing. In fact, if you mess up on a bracha, what are you supposed to say at the end? Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam V'ed. So the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam V'ed is Moira on all of the different worlds between us and Hashem. Spoke about it many times. Abia. Almost no Gashmias. Bria is a little bit more Gashmias. Tzira is a little more Gashmias. Asiya is the world that we live in, touch and feel. So, there's two ways here. There's two ways to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's two ways to approach life. One way to approach life is, what do I need all? I'm sitting mamish pal pal daber boy, right? I'm not b'chaloyim. I'm not b'chaloyim. Keinu Hashem Echad. That's the Echad of Hashem. Echad. Echad. Einoin Muvadoi. Echad. But climb there. And climb. Malchus Eloyolam Voed. I'll tell you why. He was there. He was there. But his son said, no. We're holding with you. So, yeah. You went through so much. Why'd you sell Yosef? Why'd you throw Yosef under the bus? You know, why did you? What's the story here with Yehuda and Tamar? What's the story here with all these? So the answer is, Baruch, Shem, Kevod, Malchusai. You're not, this is like what the Balatanya would call, Tzadik in Gemara terms means a Tzadik that has Yusurim. But in Tanya terms, it means a Tzadik that has, it's part of this earth, part of this world, Tzadik V'Raloi. David HaMelech, Tzadik V'Raloi. He had a battle, an inner battle, an outer battle. We're there, like you're there, but you're there in a different way. You're there with the Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus. Yes? We can move on. Let's get to the Malachim in a minute. So, there was no Malach. It wasn't. It was just there. So by him it was a bechinah. Nothing else but Hashem. Nothing else. Everything else was. But But the Avos had to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eloheinu. Here, what are we supposed to do? Moshe, nobody will ever be holding the Madrega of Moshe, but here, if you're going to start bringing Olamos into your world, there's a chash, nachon, that there's something other than you're not holding with the Einoid Milvadai. So Yaimer B'chashay. Because, in other words, it addresses our struggle as human beings. It was a struggle that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Mesiachis to. She was vegan, and she ate very little, and she, you know, and I said to her, like, don't you get hungry? Like, aren't you hungry? Like, so she said, I get hungry, I'm just not mesiaches to it. So I thought, wow. Struggle for her, you know, for me, you know, Adik Viraloi, Rosh Avitovloi, all kinds of things, all kinds of madregas. You can fly. Chaim says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eloheinu Levad, and that's why Yaakov Avinu did say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eloheinu Levad, Ledati, relating to the struggle of his sons. We have to get there. Kulei Zakai or Kulei Chaya. It would be nice, but it's not, you know. Tomatoes and oranges and building something. For sure, but the Nakuda of Moshe Rabbeinu, like, you know, like very simple people in Eretz Yisrael, why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu get buried in Eretz Yisrael? The answer is no shaykhus to the Adama B'chwal. Is a place of growing to the Geula, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. The Avos could be there. Now,
how is he called Avdi if he's not exercising Bechira?
What do you mean, Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbi? That's what it means. Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbi. Eved exactly means that selfless, which is the Avdus of Reb Chanina ben Daisa also. In other words, there was no Leo, there was no Chanina ben Daisa. What's bigger, his wife asked. It depends what you need. So sometimes you want to go to such a tzaddik for a bracha who's simply not there. Shechina medaberes b'toich groinu. Whatever Chanina ben Daisa, the same as Chanina ben Daisa say, kol olam kulei misparnes bishvil Chanina beni. That the whole world is getting parnassus. Chanina b'ni misparnes mikav churuvan. Meaning, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, there was a pipe. Completely invisible. His job was to bring down Man Min HaShemayim. That was his job.
So much of it, or did he have to work on himself to get to that level?
So he started off with the Sneh, and it ended up on such a high madriga he couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael.
But he was raw,
you see that there was a growth in Moshe Rabbeinu. You see, first he was with the Ishakushis, and then he became celibate. He became otherworldly. Hareini noes kevoidcha. You can't get that otherworldly. We need to go back to that. I want to read through with you. So we did a little bit the Gra, but I want to show you here. This is maybe the first time in history you have the Gra and Balatanya. Right. But let's go quickly. And you'll automatically see how this relates to what we're talking about. But let's talk about our Avoida, which is not really the Avoida of Moshe Rabbeinu. Our Avoida is not the Avoida of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's the Avoida of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Vo'ed. Move on. Says the Gra, important. This is from the Avin Shleima. So the Avin Shleima is from the Talmidei Agra, which were malakid from the Gra all over the place, who said a lot. On the side here, this is from nowadays. This is the actual makor of the Gra. So this is a very useful sefer in our Oitzer. Oitzer Aswarim, everybody should. You can use this over here. So in Perek Aleph Zion, so it says as follows. And I read this to you last week. Af misha tivoy ra, even if you are born with a bad teva, lo yelech neged hateva lagamri, you should not go against that teva. What is a bad teva? Like I'm a kaisen.
Esau.
You see, sometimes even in a little child, you can see already tendencies towards anger, towards taiva, towards destruction. How could it be? So the answer is he's born with a teva. Misha tivera, as he says later, that's his mazel. Mazel means your horoscope. But read teva. Read a teva. It will not work. You need chinuch, leilach b'derech hayasher al pitivoy, that he should be able to go yasher according to his teva. L'moshel, as the Gemara says, mishenoylad b'mazel madim, if you're born, I don't remember the English names for all the different mazalis, but if you're born in mazel madim, no, it's not called Mars. Don't trouble your brain. Mishenoylad b'mazel madim shu muchrach. I haven't read the New York Times in many years. Shu muchrach liyashuach dam. These are these words. Muchrach liyashuach dam. You've got to spill blood. If you're born in that mazel, how do we know? David HaMelech. David HaMelech was born a shuach dam. It's a different idea. So what happened? He had a good education. So it's chinuch. And the chinuch was, he said, let me build Eretz Yisrael. Let me get Yerushalayim. Let me do what I have to do. Let me use the tchun of shoyfich dam. Az yesh biyadei liyischanech liyo shoychet. So if you're a shoyfich dam, you could be a shoychet shehu benoni or moel shehu tzadik or liyo shmistim, or you could be a murderer. Vezeshikasav, and this is the pshat in the pasuk, chanoich lenar al pi darkoi. The emphasis here is darkoi. Higam kiaskin lo yaser mimeno. So I just want to point out one something here. When we say chinuch, we think Torah, right? You have to teach your kid Torah. That's not what chinuch means. There's a pasuk. There's another pasuk of Mishinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam. You have to teach your kid Torah. V'limanetam oisam espanechem. You have to teach your kid Torah. This is not a mitzvah at all. This is an eitzah of Shlomo HaMelech of chanoch lenar al pi darko. That, like, don't ignore what the child is. It has to do with midos, period. Now I just to understand something here, it's when we're talking about this level of of education, of chinuch, it has to do with character traits, not with intellectual achievements. So it's not about teach your kid to learn Mishnayos Bal Peh. There's other psukim for that. Shnunim b'ficha. But that's not what Shlomo HaMelech was talking about. He was talking about chinuch, and here's what's fascinating about it. Of chinuch, even in the biggest way, like if we're, you know, if we're really open with education, educational methods, so we will say, teach a kid according to his strengths. So in other words, if you're a real dancer, so teach the kid through dancing or bring out that koach. Why are you forcing him to sit down? If somebody has a beautiful voice, teach them through song. Work to their strengths. This is not chinuch. This is exactly the opposite. What he's saying over here is find out the chasarn, if you will, or let's say it in a prettier way. Find out the challenge, the etgar, that a child is going through. You see, the first level of chinuch is not practical. Every school writes, chanuch lenar al pidarko, but it's not practical. What are you going to do? Make it one classroom, this one's dancing, this one's working with his hands, this one is singing. Impossible. It's impossible to do such a thing. But here, what he's saying is that's not chinuch. Chinuch is to figure out what is the challenge of the child, and then take him from being a listim to being a moyo, from being a rasha to being a tzaddik. So, what does that mean in simple math? It means that if this is lo bashamayim, every school could do it, every teacher could do it, every parent can do it. Lo bashamayim, you see a child has a challenge. Believe me, they're good at finding this problem. They see the chasarn in the kid. So what do you do with the chasarin and the kid? Take the chasarin and figure out, how do I turn that into some, how do I take this listim and make him into a moil? That's a different idea, and that can be done all in one classroom, all in one household. Everybody's different, but we're much better at finding faults than we are at finding good things. So find the challenge. If you see a challenge, and you're really an educator, so take the challenge and just be a lamdan for a minute and try to work out, how can I use this challenge? What does this challenge mean? I'm just to save time, I want to just flip around because I'd really like to do the grun side. But this is the Baal HaTanya, not the Baal HaTanya that you usually see. This is his pirush on the Siddur. And it's on the, what some people say on Friday night, Kigavna de'inun, mesyachtin le'elo be'echad ufhachi, ech ihi, isyachtas l'sata barazad
e'echad. Is this the source of the Pisesna?
This is the source of the Pisesna. Yes, it is. Very good. Kigavna de'inun, what does Kigavna mean? Somebody help with translation? First word. Huh? Like the color, gavanim. Don't say I never taught you anything. Kigavna de'inun misyachtin la'ela be'echa. Think rainbow for a second. What this means is, it's a passage from the Zohar. A rainbow is many, many colors coming down to earth in a bow shape. What's lamala echad? So here you have gavanim, which are the many colors of the rainbow. So kgavna deinun misyachdin le'ela be'echad. All of those colors come together in a one lamala. You know, like the Kohen Gadol says, achas lamala v'sheva lamata. Achas, achas v'yachas, achas v'shtayim. What's it going on? Because there are so many different pirudim and so many different manifestations of godliness in this world. But above the rainbow, it's all echad. So it's one. One becomes two. One becomes three. One becomes seven. Achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba. That's the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, to be this. Kegavnon de'inam esyachden le'echad be'echad, le'ilo be'echad, ufachi is yachdas, l'sata baraza de'echad. And he says, we say, Baruch Shem Kohen Malchuzel Elam, but hello, echad. Listen to what's going on. It's so pertinent to what we're saying. So that's what the Kagavna means. The Baal HaTanya was a great Mekubal, and I printed this for you that it's Kedai to learn through the whole thing. But I just want to, what I underlined, just want to show you something. The Yuvan Zad, this is like, let's understand it as follows. B'toisus bir bo'if and acher. Masho anu royim hachamimu shebekas. A person that gets angry, let's forget kids for a minute. We get angry, but everything, we get angry. You have to walk on eggshells around me. I'm just always getting angry. Now, that anger is Aish, yes? It's like Aish. Anger. Whoa. Stay away from him. Get out of his way. Anger. And it's not a bad thing to be angry. There's no justification to lose your temper. That's not what we're saying. But look at the angry person and take a minute. Again, this is not rocket science. This is just look at the angry person and say, besides for saying, well, what's he angry about? Did I make him angry? Those are all stuss. You know, you don't blame the victim. But what is true is that this human being has an angry heart. And an angry heart, if you'll take it from the Sheva Lamata and go to the Echad Lamala, the angry heart is not really an angry heart. It's a Chamimu Shibalev. It's a hot heart. His heart's on fire is what it really is. So you see somebody who's losing their temper and you say to yourself for a second, it's easier if he's losing temper at somebody else, but you say to yourself for a second, wow, this guy's heart's on fire. Now, what happens when your heart's on fire? On a Roya Machamimu Shibakas, you see Chamimus, you see this fire in Kash, Shemistayif, and what that is a Seif. It's branching out from Chamimus Shebelev. Hare Yesh Bechinus Chamimus Eish Belev, Shubilti Kash. But the which is in the lave, listen carefully, anger to it. The Eish which is in the heart has no Kash, it has no Rogas Klal. Kamoy Ha Yislavus Berish Be Eish. It's like I'm just on fire to daven to Hashem. I'm just on fire to accomplish something in this world. Eish hatshuka ledover ma. I just have a tremendous tshuka. Mikol makom inyan echad heim. Sharei adam haraschon betivoy. And he let it go wild until it came to being angry at people, until it came to murder. That's what happened. So there's no mile in this, but educationally speaking, and even Kabbalistically speaking, go reverse engineering and say, okay, I see anger. What I see here is Islavus. What I see here is Aish. It's turned into kas. So that's Eish gone wild. You know Eish can go wild.
You have to rechannel it.
Yeah. Well, you got to go back, figure out what it is, and figure out, I'm rechanneled sounds wrong to me. What you have to do is find a proper manifestation of the Eish. Like the Gra says, so become a mile if you like killing people, or build Eretz Yisrael. I mean, no. As a David Amelch.
A lot of people, their anger comes from pain. So is that different?
Or from depression. So I'm not a psychologist. Yitzchok is. But I don't think that that's anger as much as it's frustration. It has a different halacha. But even that has to be traced back. What's that pain from? What's the pain from? The Baal Tani is teaching us to not just look deeper, but do the reverse engineering, and then chanoich lenar al pi darko. There's a machlokes here between the Gra and the Baal HaTanya, but it's very subtle. It's adin. The machlokes is that the Gra is saying the chinuch is in the teva. What the Baal HaTanya is saying, he's not arguing with that, but what he's saying is you can go beyond into the lev, into the neshama, and you can see what's really going on inside the person, and now we have an educational program for you. Look at the lashon of the Gemara, so beautiful. Gemara doesn't say a person's bakas. He was ba lechlal kas. He took the chamimus shebelev, and it came all the way to kas. Wow, like the fire in your oven that's cooking your food created a forest fire. So, you know, Smokey the Bear, you know, yeah, always ba lechlal avodah zara, ba lechlal, from my heart which is good I came to kas, from my heart that was good I came to taiva. Look, Reb Tzadok says that if you want to find, reverse engineering, you want to find, you want to discover a new Baal Tzedakah. You want to get some, you want somebody to give a big donation. You want to get somebody's about big Baal Tzedakah. So what does Reb Tzadok say? Right, the known names, you know, everybody knows the name. What does Reb Tzadok say? Look for a Baal Taiva. A Baal Taiva is a guy who's taking everything for himself. Right? So you get a guy who weighs 450 pounds and he's got ice cream here and he's got this there and he's out there and he's busy every minute with Taiva. This is a Baal Tzedakah. Why is he a Baal Tzedakah? Because he has big hasagas. Yeah. So, you know, like everything, every single midah goes backwards. So you look at, so I believe the Baal HaTanya is at least, I'm not saying he's saying deeper than the Grah, but I'm saying he's telling us to something deeper than what the Grah is telling us, that you can find in every single midah ra a makar tov. And that, which he doesn't say, is, and that's the Kegavna, by the way. So it comes out, the Echad comes out in so many different colors. It comes out in so many different ways. And we can't be taken aback by them, by those colors. Because the colors, you know, sometimes it means that there's a greater, in other words, a person who's, who never gets angry. So I'm not talking to the Chafetz Chaim, by the way, they say, had a tendency towards anger. And that's why he never got angry. And he got angry about the problems of Klal Yisrael. Chafetz Chaim, they say, had a tendency to talking. You understand, the holiness is that he was able to take what he had and write 40 svarim and teach people how to talk. That was for him. That was his neshama reverse engineering. He looked at, we could do this, you know, you could figure out what are natural tendencies. Instead of saying, oh, that's not for me, I tend to get on my nerves. It gets on your nerves, you have to reverse engineer it to someplace. That LP Darko. This is the person is like, this is the difference between Moshe and this is the difference between Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus. Perfect person, everything was in. But Yaakov Avinu, who had to go through these kind of struggles, and his sons had to go through these kind of struggles. Look at it, kas, jealousy. Look at the struggles they went through. What was Yaakov Avinu's summation of the entire situation? Baruch Shem. But these are humans, and humans have struggles. I'm a father, I have to be mechanech. And we're mechanech, they became the Shiftei Ka. Beautiful. But it's not the same Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the Moshe Rabbeinu was on. But it is the Shema Yisrael of the Ketz Geula. But you have to get there. There's a process. So do you go with process, or do you just go with what is it? You said it right. The Grah is saying opposite of what the greatest educators in the world say is not work to the strengths, work to the weaknesses. And get them out of the way and you have a neshama Torah. Chodesh Tov, Umavara. No machlokas. No. You see, the Baal HaTanya, the words Chanoich L'Nar Al Pi Darko. I'm just saying they're addressing this from two different angles. You just flip the coin.
Does chidduch not apply not just to Nahar, but back throughout life?
Of course. When does it end? No, this is because he's talking to parents. He's talking to parents, Shlomo Melech and the parents.
So that pasuk is only...
I tell you furthermore, chinuch also applies to Chanukas Habayis. Chanukas HaTorah. It's about Chanukas Habayis. You can take a house, can go for so many different ways. Look, the base of Mikdash was used for Avodah Zarah. The word channel, but reverse it back to what it's made for.